He's Braden Gall. I'm Jason Fitz. It's Braden and Fitz on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The NASCAR season rolls into the last great Coliseum, Bristol Motor Speedway, this Sunday. And the Speedway is offering $10 tickets for kids 12 and under for Sunday's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race. You can get the tickets at NASCAR.com/tickets. If you can't be there in person, it's on Fox at 1 p.m. Central on Sunday. So we decided to get you all set for it. We bring on the youngest Daytona 500 champion in history. Trevor Bayne joins us. Trevor, thanks for coming on the show, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So, well, first of all, do you ever get tired of hearing that style of introduction when that stat gets thrown out there? Do you ever get tired of hearing that?
I don't think I get tired of it, but I feel like I'm getting old now because, I was the youngest then, but I'm getting old in a hurry. So hopefully we got something else to talk about here soon.
Well, talk to me a little bit about Bristol. Talk to me about the Motor Speedway. What makes that place so special?
You know, Bristol is just a really cool racetrack, and for me it makes it special because I'm a Knoxville guy. So I grew up going to the racetrack since I was 5 years old, and that's where I became a NASCAR fan and wanted to do this. So it kind of is in my roots. And then even if I wasn't from Knoxville, though, Bristol is just one of the coolest racetracks we go to all year. They talk about it being the last great Coliseum, and it really is. It's kind of you go in and you know it's going to be pretty down and dirty, grungy racing, and, you got to go to battle. So I love racing there. The last few years we've been running right up against the fence at the top, so if you make one mistake, you're in trouble. But it's a great racetrack and love running there.
Trevor Bayne joining us here, driver of the Advocare Roush Fenway number 6 Ford, and you've had three top 15 finishes there in a row. What leads to success at that place? Just having some grit in your teeth there?
I don't know how much grit in the teeth, because I've tried to grit up before at other racetracks, and it doesn't necessarily work out too good. But, Bristol's just it's a place with a lot of vertical load in the car, which there's a lot of banking there, really tight corners, so it creates a lot of load. And our cars at Roush Fenway seem to run better at those style tracks. The really flat, slow, short tracks, we haven't had as much success at until Martinsville. A couple weeks ago, we finished 13th, so that was a good run for us. But Bristol, we've just naturally been pretty fast there. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., my teammate, and myself, we've had some success. I think last year we had a top five and ran pretty good in the second race. But it's all about getting your car to turn. If you can make the center of the corner work, get through the bumps, you can make some lap time there. But also qualifying is a really important thing at Bristol. Track position, with it being kind of tough to pass unless you do the old Dale Earnhardt bump and run, it's important to get some good track position and hang on to it all day.
How do you actually prep for each individual track? I mean, because each runs so differently for you. How does your prep change for different tracks?
You know, it's one of the toughest things in NASCAR, and one of the things that I'm still trying to get better at is preparation. We can't go and practice. It's not like other sports where we can get on the field or whatever and practice with our teammates and get used to the day and what we're going to be doing. But for NASCAR, we're not allowed to go to the racetrack. We're not allowed to even be in the race car at a non-NASCAR racetrack. So, our preparation is really important. And for me, the first thing is fitness, obviously. And that kind of stays generic for every race of the season. Train 7 days a week and hired a guy who trains a lot of supercross riders this year, Alden Baker, and he's really gotten me into shape. And so fitness is the first part of it, because you don't want to be tired at the end of 500 laps at Bristol. The second part is just really study. We can do that like other sports, where we can watch video, we can watch qualifying from last year, and we have a system called Dartfish where they overlay kind of like you would on a video game, like a fast car and your car, and you can kind of see the differences. And then I can go back and watch the race and really see what happened throughout the race, what people were commenting on, how the track changed. And then I keep a pretty extensive notebook. So after every race, I go in and write down everything I can think of that would be useful for the next time I go back. So for each weekend, that's kind of the unique part, is just seeing what each track does. Believe it or not, my memory's not great, and it's hard to remember every racetrack we go to what happened last time. So for Bristol this time, I had to go back and kind of read through the fall race and say, okay, what did the track do? What did we make for changes, and how did that affect the car, and how can we do better this time? So that's kind of my preparation for the week. And then obviously spend a lot of time at the shop with the guys and talking to my crew chief about our plan.
Trevor, as two guys in our 30s, we don't like it when you say I'm getting older at 26 years old, first of all. So I'm going to call you out on that one. But what it leads to my question, because in the last 2 years, 3 years, we've seen some really big names in the sport step away for a variety of reasons with Tony and Carl and Jeff and all the guys. But there is this whole new crop of really talented young drivers. You've already mentioned Ricky Stenhouse that are kind of taking over the sport. Is that good for the sport to see a whole new wave of names coming in as some of those veteran guys step away?
Well, I think it's great for every sport, you know, and in NASCAR, we don't see that turnover nearly as much as most sports do. You know, the career span, if you think about Mark Martin and Dale Earnhardt, I mean, they made it till they were, you know, in their 50s. And so we can do this for a very long time. But I think what you're seeing now is that it's harder. You can't just rely on natural ability. Guys started when they're 5 years old instead of 20 now. So you think about Carl Edwards' comments, and when you go to bed thinking about racing, when you wake up thinking about racing, when you're working on it all day, it's going to be a quicker turnover in guys because it's more demanding. And for me, you know, that's kind of my mentality, is I'm going to do everything that I can to be the best that I can. And if I burn out in 10 years, then I burn out. But I don't want to have a super long, non-successful career. I want to give it everything I've got and get everything out of it. And, you know, you just do it for as long as you can and still feel healthy in your mind and with your family and all that. But I think it's really cool and good for the sport to see all these young guys coming in. I think for the younger fans, they have somebody that maybe is the same age as them or somebody they've watched growing up at a short track. You think about Kyle Larson, who's been running all over the country in sprint cars, and now those fans are becoming NASCAR fans because they watched him as a kid. And I think that's really important, to not have an aging fan base. And NASCAR has been working really hard with Monster Energy coming on board. They've done a lot of youth promotions, including the ticket promotion that you talked about with the $10 tickets under 12. I mean, that's a big deal to bring in young fans. And then just for the sport in general, I think it's fun to see new drivers and their different styles.
Trevor Bayne joining us here, driver of the Advocare Roush Fenway Ford Fusion number 6 there. And they'll be in Bristol this weekend. You said you got started at age 5, and obviously you were in an official series by, what, age 8 or whatever. Do you remember the first time you actually had a real wreck? Like, do you remember the first wreck, like, vividly?
I don't remember the first wreck, but I remember the first time I spun out, which was my second race. And I spun out, and it was a little dirt track in Tennessee, and I kind of got hung up on the banking on the infield. There was some rocks there. And when I spun, I just stayed on the gas wide open. I'm sitting there spinning the tire on this rock, and it, you know, they're yelling at me to stop, and I'm just holding the gas down, hoping it'll go. And it grooved the tire. I think it popped the tire, actually. But I remember that one pretty good. And then that same weekend, this is bad. So, you know, I'm 5 years old, and my first race, I cut through the infield trying to catch the leader. So that didn't work out very good.
Wait. That's frowned upon?
Yeah, I don't think they like that too much. So that was race one, cutting through the infield the whole time trying to catch the leader. Race two, I'm out in practice, and, you know, there's 20 go-karts out on the racetrack, and my dad waved at me. He told me, okay, when I wave at you, you come on in to the pits here. We're you know, going to be done practicing. So he waved at me, but he was standing on the other side of the exit of the track. So I turned around and went backwards to the exit on the racetrack with 20 other go-karts out there.
So
if you ever have a five-year-old that wants to go racing, just be careful what you tell them, I guess. Take it pretty literal.
That's awesome.
So Trevor, I do want to ask you, because you talked about the fact that, you know, being from Knoxville, how special Bristol and the Motor Speedway is. I always find it interesting, adrenaline for professional athletes. Like, do you have to worry about controlling your adrenaline at a track like that has so much history and meaning to you?
If by adrenaline you mean getting mad at other people, then yeah. you know, a lot of racetracks, it can get pretty heated, and you get, you know, kind of in the moment, and your mind is going crazy, and, you know, somebody moves you out of the way, and that's kind of what sends you over the edge, and you have to control that. As far as just making laps, you know, we've all been doing it so long that I think we're almost immune to the speed and, like, the feeling of that. But it's really when you're racing around other guys and they do things that you know are intentional that frustrate you, and you just have to kind of handle that. You can't let that build up and worry about getting them back and all this stuff, because it'll affect your race. So for me this year, my focus has been the next corner. It's been hit the next corner the best you can, and then hit the next corner. And then, you know, 1,000 corners at Bristol adds up to a race, and so I just have to do that 1,000 times. And that kind of keeps me in the zone of focus and all that. But It is intense, a lot more intense than people who don't know NASCAR think. You know, I wear a heart rate monitor in the car, and our average heart rate can be around 150 beats a minute during a race in the summer. And, you know, I looked at Jimmy Johnson's heart rate from Texas when he won, and it was 175 or 178 at the end of the race. That's his max heart rate, you know. So we're going super hard in these race cars, and the G-force loads at Bristol are pretty high. You know, really short straightaways, so no rest time. You know, you're definitely worn out on Monday after the Bristol race.
It's fantastic stuff, guys. It's Trevor Bayne. Be sure to watch him on Sunday. You can watch it on Fox at 1 p.m. for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series action, or you can go out to Bristol Motor Speedway and check it out. Tickets available at NASCAR.com/tickets. Trevor, thanks so much for taking time, man. Good luck on Sunday, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Trevor.
Fantastic stuff for me. We want to look out for car number 6, the Avocare Ford Fusion for Roush Fenway Racing. Going to be there. Trevor Bayne coming on. Great stuff about that. I want to get into Bristol a little bit. We'll get back to the Preds in a minute. I do want to get into Bristol because I just missed my opportunity to hang out thanks to you at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Talking to me?
Yeah, but thanks to you. I had my opportunity to be a part of the Battle of Bristol.
Thanks to me?
You stole that from
me. What did
so
I do?
We'll talk about Bristol at the bucket list next up. Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game.